WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and ListenTheRef.com presents the Memorial Football Show, a weekly look inside the Tigers program featuring head coach John Hurley and a member of the Memorial team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
Well, before the season began, everyone expected the Memorial Tigers to be a postseason, maybe even championship contender. They certainly looked that way 4 games into the season without a blemish on their schedule. 4-0, this is week 5 of the Memorial Football Show, and I'm Brad Klein. We're going to hear from John Hurley, the head coach, recapping the 41-13 win that Matthew Fisher, the senior quarterback, was certainly a big part of. 5 touchdowns, 4 in the air for the quarterback, and we're going to hear from him as well. Plus, Coach John Hurley will get us ready for the Harrison Memorial game on Friday at 6:30 out at Harrison. All that is brought to you by our prize sponsors on this program, Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey at the helm, United Fidelity Bank, Award Rule Trophies, and Evansville Estate Emporium. All right, we'll take a step aside. When we return, the head coach, John Hurley, will tell us what we need to know about the 4-0 Tigers right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers success, and they're keys to success in legal matters too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers!
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here for Week 5 of the Memorial Football Show on WREF with the head coach, John Hurley. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, Coach. Really appreciate your time.
No, thanks. Glad to be here.
I'd imagine so, because you're 4-0. When you're 4-0, the food tastes better, the water fresher, and the schedule a little bit more flexible, I'd imagine. No, I'm kidding. But, hey, I'm serious about the 4-0. Congratulations on that. 41-13, a big win in the bowl against Mater Dei. Talk to me. How'd it go down?
You know, it came down to we had some kids that made some big plays and timely moments. You know, our first drive, we kind of stalled out, and we had about a fourth and four at midfield, and we ran our rugby punt, which gives Fisher the opportunity to either punt it or run it, fake it if he wants to, but it's kind of his choice. And we've run it the last 2 years, probably maybe 15 times. Well, he decided to fake it Friday, and it was funny. Last year I made a comment before the sectional championship game in 16 years or whatever, 15 years, I'd never faked a punt. And then we did one that Friday, But I still say I haven't faked one because I'm calling punt, but the kid does have an option whether he's going to run it or not. Matter of fact, he did it twice in the first half. So, you know, a lot of credit goes to him. You know, big play guys make big plays, and that was a huge one for us because it kept us on the field and led to our first score and kind of got things rolling.
You know, that's one of those things I'd imagine that, you know, you've been coaching for a while now. You've seen it all, but you haven't seen yourself call an actual fake punt. Just make sure you get that done before retirement and cross it off the bucket list. That's my advice, all right?
I have a lot of people talking about that, or at least in the coaching staff.
Yeah, but, yeah, you got to do it at least once.
Yeah, well, we could claim we have, but really, the young man made a nice choice.
Matthew Fisher on the fake punt makes you look smart, but then again, he probably makes you look like a good coach straight up with the way he played in the pocket. 15 of 18, 4 touchdowns, nearly 300 yards in the air. That's ignoring what he did on the ground. Look, this kid, we knew what he was capable of last year. The injury bug bites him. This year, he is fully back. What was he doing right?
Well, just about everything. I mean, he's making good decisions. I think he's seeing it pretty clear right now, and the game slowed down for him a little bit. And I think a lot of it has to be attributed to the fact that last year, you know, after he had his injury, he still came to practice, and he stood back with the coaches, and he was helping the other guys that were filling in for him. And, you know, he had to approach the game from a different perspective. And I think it helps him see things that before maybe you don't really pick up on or notice.
Again, John Hurley, the head coach for Memorial Football here on WRUF. It is the fifth edition of the Memorial Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WRUF mobile app. And against Modern Day, a team going into that game, Coach, undefeated. You hold them to 13 points, and that is, so far, a season low for the Wildcats. What did your defense do that, say, Central, Castle, and Vincennes, the previous three teams that they played and beat, didn't on defense?
Well, I think we bend and didn't break. You know, they came out and did some things and had some formations that we hadn't seen, and I felt like the coaches and the players adjusted pretty well, you know, and we actually came into the game a little banged up on the defensive line, so we had some guys we were really rotating in to try to keep them fresh, and I think that's the strength of Modern Day is their front seven on both sides of the ball are pretty physical, and that was a concern for us going into the game, and I liked the way our kids responded.
Again, John Hurley, the head coach of the now 4-0 Memorial Tigers here on WREF, week 5 of the Memorial Football Show. We were talking earlier about what Matthew Fisher did en route to a 41-13 win against Modern Day. We're going to hear from the quarterback himself after this break right here on WREF, 97.7 FM, the ref. Always the right call.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers!
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on week 5 of the Memorial Football Show here on WREF with the quarterback Matthew Fisher. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you, coming off a 41-13 win to stay undefeated, now 4-0, and that probably wouldn't have happened without the senior and the way you played. Hey, Matthew, 15 of 18, nearly 300 yards in the air, 4 touchdowns, and that doesn't include what you did on the ground, more than 50 yards on 4 tries and a touchdown on the ground as well. So congratulations on the effort. What was going right for you in the pocket, because you got the ball out, seems like, pretty quickly and super efficiently as well?
I think it was just a total team effort on both sides of the ball. But the line was really, really good all night long. They gave me a lot of time, and then, you know, our skill guys are pretty explosive. So, the goal for me is just to get the ball in their hands, and they do a lot of the work. So my job is pretty easy back there with all the weapons I've got around me.
You know, I feel like it was a couple of weeks ago. I want to ask you about special teams in a minute, because that's probably the headliner from your last game, despite how well you played on offense. But I feel like it was a couple of weeks ago, I kind of teased you about, hey, looking like Lamar Jackson out there with how well you ran the ball. And then it was last week, you really didn't do that hardly at all. And now here, more than 50 yards, you end up as the leading rusher and a touchdown. What is it? Is it just waiting for the defense to give you whatever they give you and then determine what you're going to do? Or do you go into games knowing that the defense is going to allow you to run a little bit?
No, I think it's not pre-planned by any means. I think I just go into it and I try to find, you know, whatever's open and take what the defense has given me, in every play. I think that's one thing that Coach really harps about is, you know, whether in the passing game, the running game, or whatever it is, just taking what the defense gives to you and getting a few yards here or there. I think that's a big deal, and putting big drives together. So just trying to make plays and put the ball in the end zone.
Obviously, a lot of that success on the ground comes via quote-unquote special teams. On the rugby punt that Coach was talking about prior to the last break, and you pull it down and you fake the punt and go ahead and run and keep those chains moving. So take me through that play and those decisions that you make and how that all comes to be.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've worked on it starting last year, and I think it's something we've continued to do this year. And just looking at it when I get out there and, you know, I'm rolling out to punt, I'm just, you know, kind of scanning things. And, you know, if I see an opportunity to make a play, I try to make a play. And, you know, fortunately, I was able to make a couple of them on Friday night.
Again, Matthew Fisher, the quarterback for the undefeated Memorial Tigers here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Now, Matthew, because you're 4-0, you've earned a target on your back, and Harrison is going to do their best to hit that target 6:30 on Friday. What's the game plan against the Warriors? How are you guys preparing to keep them winless?
You think it's just the same thing every week. We go into, no matter who we play, just focused and trying to do what we do and do it to the best of our abilities. I think, you know, the coaches give us a great game plan to go out each week and play, and it's our job to execute it. And I think, obviously, so far we've done a pretty good job of it, and the focus stays the same this week. We've got to go out there and just play our game and be ourselves and execute the game plan to the best of our ability.
I don't know if it gets any better than how it is right now for that young man right there, the senior quarterback, Matthew Fisher. Senior year, swan song, undefeated. You're running, you're throwing. Everything's clicking for the Tigers and for you, so enjoy the ride. Congratulations on last week in a 41-13 win against a once-undefeated modern-day team, and keep the line moving on Friday against Harrison.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you got it. We take a step aside. John Hurley, the head coach, will get us ready for that Harrison game on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers!
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheeseball-sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Bring your car or truck into Menke's Auto for a free certified inspection. No job is too large or small. Our full-service shop can handle everything from oil changes to engine replacements. Our technicians have over 90 years of experience, and Menke's offers free loaner cars as well. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in New Bern. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Wrap it up shop on week 5 of the Memorial Football Show here on WREF with the head coach John Hurley. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. All right, coach, 4-0, trying to make it 5-0 on Friday. Problem is, being one of the remaining undefeated teams, you've got that target on your back. How do you think Harrison is going to try to hit that target?
Well, I think they're going to try like everybody else as far as we're going to get their best effort. You know, watch them on film. They definitely have some guys that are very capable. I think they're a dangerous football team because of their explosiveness. And, you know, as they get, they've got some guys that are kind of new. And as they get more and more reps, they're going to continue to improve. They've made some adjustments. You know, I know their quarterbacks are rotating a little bit and kind of rotating the younger kid in there as well. But, you know, from the standpoint of what we can do, you know, we got to prepare like we would for anybody and make sure, you know, the important thing for us, you always got to be able to stop the run, and then we'll build from there.
Yeah, Harrison held North to only 13 points. Their defense took a step back last week with a 42-7 loss against Castle, but it does seem like Mo Sutton has this program in a better spot than they were last year or just in previous years. How would you categorize the main difference between the Warriors now and where the Warriors were not too long ago? Now, granted, they're still trying to get that first win of the season, but it does feel like tangibly they look a little bit different between those white lines.
Well, I think, you know, just speaking from watching them line up and stuff defensively and offensively on film, they look more organized. You know, they're really trying to work the clock offensively. You know, they're snapping the ball typically with about 2 to 3 seconds left on the play clock. They're deliberate about what they're doing. And, you know, they have some breakdowns here and there. But, you know, and that's where I think Castle really got them. Castle gashed them on some plays, and, you know, big plays. And, you know, you lose a little momentum when you give up some big plays. And I think that's kind of how it got away from them so quick last week. But, you know, they're physical. They can fly around. You know, they got great team speed. So they're going to cause some challenges for you.
John Hurley here on WREF, the head coach for Memorial, is now 4-0 to start 2024 and trying to make it 5-0 with a 6:30 kick on Friday on the road against Harrison. That's the other thing about this team, coach, that you guys are 4-0 and you've certainly been road tested. Now, it's not to say that it's all that much travel, you know, playing in the city, but this coming up on your fifth game, you've only had one home game to start. How have your guys responded? Now, clearly they get wins, but has that affected this team in any way?
I don't think so. You know, we really harp on the fact that, you know, you get one opportunity a week, it doesn't really matter where that opportunity is at, you're going to take advantage of it. And we're fortunate that, you know, our road games aren't really all that far. You know, Jasper and Vincennes will be the longest road games we have during the regular season. Now, in the tournament, you know, you could have to make a trip, or at least you hope you have to make a trip, because if you get out of the sectional, there's a good chance you're going to have to make a couple hours, 2 to 3 hour road trip.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, John Hurley here on WREF. Now, Coach, I'll get you out of here on this. Against Harrison, again, they're going to be really excited for this game because it's an opportunity to play spoiler on what is now an undefeated Tiger team. Fill in the blank for me. If the Tigers blank against the Warriors, they walk out 5-0.
Well, I think stop the run and protect the football. Offensively, we got to continue to be efficient. And kind of take what's given to us and not try to force the ball. You know, forcing the ball turns to turnovers, and we need to continue to protect football.
That's John Hurley, the head coach for Memorial here on WREF, week 5 of the Memorial Football Show. And again, a 6:30 start to Friday night's battle between Harrison and Memorial. Coach, really appreciate the time and good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, you've been listening to Week 5 of the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and by Evansville State Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Scott Stratman, Attorney at Law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Memorial Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.